what we've come to call the Arab Spring started in Tunisia. It was the uprising there in 2010 that set off a chain of upheaval across the Middle East, eventually pushing dictators out in Tunisia itself, but also Egypt and Libya, and sparking revolts from Yemen to Syria. Now there seems to be a ricochet effect. Tunisia is feeling the reverberations from Egypt's ouster last month of its first democratically elected leader, President Mohamed Morsi. And there may be another distinctly Tunisian upheaval underway. Hussein Ibish has been following this story. He's a senior fellow at the American Task Force on Palestine and a columnist for Now Lebanon. So from what I've read, Hussein, it sounds like the summer's developments in Egypt have caused a shockwave felt over in Tunisia. Is that right?
That is right. They already had a very shaky governing coalition in Tunisia, and it certainly the opposition has been emboldened by the overthrow of Morsi, and the Ennahda-led Troika coalition has fallen into deep disarray. They're bickering amongst themselves, and the two big issues are security and the economy. And I think they've pushed Ennahda and Rashid Ghannouchi into basically the same position Morsi was in about 2 months ago.
Well, flesh that out for us, because a coalition government by definition is already kind of shaky.
Yeah.
Why is Ennahda now imploding, since it was the party that assumed power after the revolution 3 years ago? I mean, security and the economy? What else?
Yeah, that's right. It's security and the economy. And no, I mean, Ennahda did not assume complete power. They've had to make compromises in the past. On security, there's been the rise of great instability throughout parts of the country, especially in the south, because of Salafist jihadists and the rise and radicalization of a group called Ansar al-Sharia. And they have been blamed for the assassination of two leading secularist politicians. And much of the general public blames the government, and Ennahda in particular, for coddling the extremists. On the economy, it simply has not improved, with very little promise of an increase in jobs. That would have a damaging effect on any government. But the most powerful force in Tunisia is the trade union federation known as the UGTT in French.
So if the government in Tunisia is overthrown, if this coalition government comes down, what would that look like? I mean, and what is the alternative party in Tunisia to Ennahda? And are they prepared to step into the breach?
Well, it's very interesting. With the proposal of the opposition, which is supported by the UGTT. By the way, let me tell you how big it is. There are 11 million Tunisians, 1 million of whom belong to the UGTT.
Wow.
It dwarfs Ennahda. There is nothing comparable to this labor union anywhere else in the Arab world.
But it's not a political party, is it?
Here's the interesting thing. They have always prided themselves on playing the role of mediator, and they've gone back into that role now. But at the same time, they have strayed from it a little bit of late because they've made it clear that they agree with the demands of the opposition. What the opposition is demanding is that the government resign and be replaced by a technocratic government that would then finish the constitution and arrange for new elections and go forward. Ennahda's position is that the constitution has to be finished and all parties agree to a neutral government and the modalities of new elections before the government resigns. And the opposition plus the UGTT are saying, no, the government has to resign immediately. And what's happened today is the UGTT and the opposition have given the government 1 week more to comply with this demand or else. Now, the question is, and then what? I think the UGTT, and I don't know anyone who doesn't think this, is capable of bringing down any government because of its size. If its members obey and 1 million people stop working, the country will grind to a halt and the government will be blamed.
Hussein Ibish, senior fellow at the American Task Force on Palestine and a columnist for Now Lebanon. Thanks a lot, Hussein.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you very much.